They've put the low seats just for me. Fits me perfect. Jai Rar Marva Kunja Vihari. Radhamadava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallava Girivaradhari. Gopijana Vallava Girivaradhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janna Vallava Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Down Vishnupada Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharya Stotarasthata Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribraja Gacharya Stotarasthata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhupadananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sari Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gogopinath, Shamakun, Radhakun, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shri Nam Sankirtan, Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gop Premananda, all glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram caiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat krishne swadamo pagate dharma gyanadi bisaha kalonasta dusham mesha puranarko dunoditaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 10, text 5, deliverance of the Yamala Ajun trees. Yadrich chaya chadevarshir Bhagavams tatrakaurava Apashyan narado devo Chibanao samabuddhita Yadrich chaya chadevarshir Bhagavang Statra Kaurava Apashyan Narado Devo Chibanao Samabuddhita. Yadrichaya Tadevarshir Bhagavang Statra Kaurava Apashyan Narado Devo Chibanao Samabuddhita. Ladies. Yadrich Chaya, by chance, while wandering all over the universe. Cha, and Devarishi, supreme saintly person among the demigods. Bhagavan, the most powerful person. Tatra, there where the two sons of Kuvera were enjoying life. Kaurava, O Maharaj Prichit, Apashyat, when he saw, Narada, the great saint, Devau, two boys of the demigods, Jibanau, with eyes maddened by intoxication, Samabuddhita, he could understand their position. O Maharaj Parikshit, by some auspicious opportunity, for the two boys, the great saint Devarshi Narada once appeared there by chance. Seeing them intoxicated with rolling eyes, he could understand their situation. Purport. It is said, Saru Sangha, Saru Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. Lava Matra Saru Sange Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Wherever Narada Muni goes, any moment at which he appears is understood to be extremely auspicious. Also it is said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to upper planetary systems, and some are going down to the lower planetary system. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with the bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. Narada appeared in the garden to give the two sons of Kuvera the seed of devotional service, even though they were intoxicated. Saintly persons know how to bestow mercy on the fallen souls. Excuse me. Oh, Maharaj Pariksit, by some auspicious opportunity for the two boys, the great saint Devarshi Narada once appeared there by chance. Seeing them intoxicated with rolling eyes, he could understand their situation. Namashesta manamapi sachiputra matrasarupam rupam tasya grijam murupurim maturim gostavatim radha kundam girivaram maho radhika madhavasham prapto jasya pratiti kripaya sri gurung tanganatosme panchakalpatrubhyascha kripasinubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. O Krishna, the very fragrant river of your loving pastimes, which is a million times sweeter than nectar, flows within the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. But instead of drinking at that river, the calf of my mind prefers to enter a cave and drink the poison of sense gratification. O Krishna, O Lord of the calves, please quickly curb the calf of my mind with the stick of your mercy and bring it back to the river of your pastimes. Thank you for this opportunity, Yugala. He kind of penciled me in. We're leaving. We're going on an extended trip to Europe. It's basically to visit relatives, but we got lucky and they're having a Ratha Yatra over there. So we're going to get some association. They're having a Harinam camp and Sachinandan Maharaj and supposedly others like Jayavataka Maharaj, Bhakti Bhai Bhavaswami, Krishna Chaitra Prabhu. There's a place in Serbia called Fruška Gora. So they're calling it Fruška Goranga and they're having a festival. So, you know, in the midst of our family kind of, you know, vacation thing, we're going to have a little oasis of Harinam and Ratha Yatra, which I thought was really great. So anyway, so we're asking all the devotees for their blessings. My wife said, make sure you ask for the blessings for this trip. Anyway, I couldn't find my version of this book. You know, I got Prabhupada's books, of course, but for some reason I couldn't find this. And the last time I had to do this, I borrowed a book from my friend Radha Damodar. Anyway, but this is nice. I like this verse. It reminds me of yesterday when I was on Sankirtan, when I was seeing these intoxicated people out there. Because what they do when they come to Orlando, 40 million people a year come to Orlando. When I moved here 20 years ago, they said 33 million people come to Orlando. It's the number one tourist destination on the planet. And why is that? It's because these people have children. And if you have children, then you have to surrender to the Disney thing. So you have to fly from whatever part of the earth you're from to Orlando to see the mouse. You have to. Otherwise, your kids are going to torture you for the rest of your life. So these people, no matter what they do, they save for years for this. And I talk to these people every day. And they fly over. I mean, it costs them, for a small family of four, just for the plane and the hotels and the food and the pubs and stuff, it costs them like 10 grand to get here. And then, of course, when they get there, it's like $75 to walk into Disney. So these people got serious, they're going for, this is their vacation, they're in ecstasy, our holiday, you know. Oh, we've come on holiday, come kids! And they're all in ecstasy, and what do? They get here, it's 100 degrees. And you get into that park after dropping all of that hard-earned cash, and you stand in a line. And I have personal experience of this. You can stand in a line for Dumbo, which is the lamest ride there, for an hour and a half. And then you get to the ride and your kid's been waiting there, sweating. And, you know, you got to get the ice cream and the soda and whatever to try to keep them busy in the line. Meanwhile, you get on the ride, it's less than a minute, right? The kid gets on the ride, it goes around a few times and it's done. And she's like, more. I want, you know, so there's hundreds of rides, of course, and there's hundreds of lines. But I was thinking, yes, because I'm wading through these people in their malls, at Walmart, wherever they are, in their hotel lobbies, wherever I can find them, and they're always in total anxiety, especially the father. The kids are running around, the wife's there, they're all, and it's amazing to me because they never give up. The jiva is very determined. Now, if we could take some of that determination that we all have to party for sense gratification, and take some of that energy, even a little of that energy, and put it towards Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, the results is amazing. And I have a little evidence of this here. There's so much evidence. Because when I see these people and I'm talking to them, like I met this guy yesterday from Scotland. Him and his wife and his kid, they just got here, first day. He goes into Walmart, buys hundreds of dollars worth of crap. Then he comes back out and he loses his wallet. Right at the moment of truth, as Navina Nirada said, he goes, "Oh, yeah, sure, I'll give you a donation." And he's, and then it starts. Oh my God, we just got here. We're in the USA the first time from Scotland. We've come all the way from Glasgow. I've lost my wallet. Oh, what do we do? And he's freaking out. So he goes back in the store and he asks them, and of course, you know, like, yeah, sure, look around. Anyway, so, and I saw the look on this man's face and he was just crushed. And anyway, so I gave him the book and they looked around. They couldn't find their wallet. The wife didn't have any money. All they had was their cards. The wife still had the cards. He was running to call and cancel his cards. But the amount of anxiety and the amount of stress and pressure that's on these people is unbelievable. So a devotee goes up and he interrupts them in the middle of all of this. Whether it's because at the end of their trips, after they do all the whatever they do, you know, they go to all the theme parks and they do everything. Then they take the last 3 days and they go to these outlet malls and they spend everything they got left. Whatever money they have. And they all tell me this. They say, whatever money we have, we're spending here. They, even to the point where they go in the middle of the mall. They have kiosks selling huge luggage. And so these people buy luggage so they can put their new stuff in the luggage, and they're walking around the malls buying all this stuff. Meanwhile, there's a recession going on, and some people can't even take their kids to the dentist. In fact, when I'm in Europe, my brother-in-law has a friend who's a dentist. He's going to do some dental work. I mean, because you got to make $200,000 a year here to get your teeth fixed. So you see this going on, this illusion created by Maya that we're going to enjoy. We're going to have fun. We've worked for years. We're going to Disney. And then they get here, and everything just starts to become real, like the heat and all the crazy traffic and the driving and the way things are going on. So the devotee comes up and goes, "Hey, excuse me." And we're the only ones that actually can rip away the veneer and expose what's really going on here, is that people are walking around acting like I'm this body. And whatever is important to me has to do with this body, whether it's their wife, their children, their extensions, their senses. And everybody's so busy in that. So the devotee has the thankless task, Prabhupada says, to go up to him and say, "Excuse me, whoa, what are you doing?" And give him some, inject some Krishna. What did Prabhupada say here? Out of the many millions of wandering living entities, one is fortunate to get the association with the bona fide spiritual master. So that's what they get when they run into me. They get the association of Prabhupada. I give them a piece of prasadam, and I give them a book. And immediately, Prabhupada says, when a person receives the seed, then he has a chance. Otherwise, you're up and down the universe just looking for it. You're going to Disney, or you're going whatever. Like, your people like to go skiing, or people like to surf. I don't know about you, I like to play in the ocean. And when you're playing in the ocean, sometimes it's fun. You're in the swells, the breaks come, and then you pull up right to the break, and right before it breaks, and you're going to ride the wave. I like to look down and look at the wave, and it's like, it's an immense power. I mean, it's, you know, earth, water, fire, it's one of the elements, and it's, you're in it. Now, then, from there, you can have a nice ride, and maybe slide over, and do a, you know, or for no reason, you don't know, sometimes the bottom drops out and there's no wave under you. Now, what does remain is earth. So when you come down off of that wave, there's the earth and there's you. And your wave disappeared because it broke under you. And guess what? You're like this on the bottom, on the sand. Luckily, if there's no rocks or coral, here in Florida, it's mostly sand. So it's, and the waves aren't that big. So you're down there like this. It's like, and you're wondering, I wonder how long I can be here without breathing. Because that's what happens in the material world. I was going to catch a wave and have a fun ride. But the next thing you know, I'm eating sand on the bottom of billions of tons of water. And I've lost 4 sets of glasses. I strap my sunglasses on tight with Crokies. But still, when you get slammed, sometimes you lose stuff. I've lost 4 pairs of sunglasses and a contact lens. But when I used to live in Hawaii, it was really weird. Because I was used to this stuff. And you get to Hawaii and they got 8 and 10 foot waves. Anyway, almost died. But back to reality here. My whole point of this was that when you go out there with your intention, you know, whatever you did right to make this arrangement, to enjoy yourself with your children, with your whatever your thing is, there's always something that throws a little sand in the sweet rice because you're in the material world. And there's nothing you can do about it. Or is there? Prabhupada says here, the process, this is from Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Prabhupada says, the process of devotional service is a very happy one. Why? Devotional service consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. So one can simply hear the chanting of the glories of the Lord, or he can attend lectures on transcendental knowledge, and simply by sitting, one can learn, and then one can eat remnants of food offered to Krishna, nice palatable dishes, and in every state, devotional service is joyful. The Lord says, Patram Pushpam Palam, he's ready to accept anything from the devotee, never mind what, even a leaf, a flower, a bit of fruit, or a little water. It will be accepted. Krishna accepts the love. So Prabhupada says in the last sentence, therefore, the devotional process is very nice. It can be executed in a happy mood. God accepts only the love by which these things are offered. So we come here, we see the deities, we chant Hare Krishna in association, then we hear Bhagavatam, then we take prasadam. And in this way, it might take a long time for some of us, but in this way, the process is there. And Prabhupada said you have to be sincere. You have to be serious and sincere. And to be sincere, you really have to prove that. It has to show in our acharan. And we talk about sadachar, good behavior. The acharan, the behavior, when a person is in spiritual consciousness, he behaves a certain way. Just like when I'm out in the malls talking to these people, and you give them a lollipop, you give them a book, and then you ask them for money. Inevitably, I'm asking everybody for money. And people ask me all the time, how do I know this money is going for something good? And I look them in the eye. Vaish told me to tell them this. I look him in the eye and I say, I know it's hard to believe, but this is not for me. We are out here. We're not for profit. This is not profit motivated. We are out here for you. And this happens all the time with me. I meet people that I go up to them and I say, here's a lollipop. If you smile, we'll give you a lollipop. And everybody smiles. And I say, keep smiling because apparently the world needs it. And everybody smiles because they've been driving through traffic. They've been on planes and they've been suffering. And so I say, just smile. It'll lighten up the load. And then I give them a book on yoga, or I've been given these Chant and Be Happy. Now it's got the Beatles on the cover, and these are mostly Brits I'm talking to, and they love the Beatles. Who doesn't? So I'm giving them Beatles. I'm saying, this is all you need is love. It talks about inner peace, yoga, mantra meditation, etc. And immediately, one lady yesterday, this Irish lady, said, I'm a Catholic. And I said, I'm a Catholic too. I'm Irish. I was raised Catholic a little. I mean, I told her, I said, the only reason we went to church is because our grandmother would have killed us if we didn't. And that was true. We didn't want to go to church, but the grandmother was she was a tyrant. So I got this Irish grandmother, you got to go to church or you go to hell, you know, that kind of thing. So this lady, the father gave me a donation. I think he gave me $5. And the woman opened up her purse and said, I'll give you something. And I hand her the Perfection of Yoga. And she stops. She puts the money back and she goes, I'm not supporting this. This isn't not my religion. And I said, no, actually, it's not religion. It's yoga. And she goes, well, who's that? And she points to Vishnu. And I said, I don't know. I'm not going to try to explain this to an Irish lady. And she takes her money and puts it away. And she takes the book. She goes, give it to someone who's not a Catholic. And you get to church, MacCready. Because I walk up to them and say, where are you from? They go, Ireland. I go, my name is MacCready. My grandfather's from Tyrone. And they love me. Immediately, we have a connection. But this lady was on my case. Get to church, MacCready. And I told her, I said, you won't believe it. I go to church every day. Now, I don't start it as early as some of us, but I go every day to church. And when I'm not here, I hear and chant. Because if you're not involved in hearing and chanting here, you're just going down. And it's really hard. Forget Sankirtan or anything like that. It's just hard to, at least for me, it's just hard to function as a human if you don't hear constantly. So I take advantage of this hearing constantly. Now here's another one that you'll like. I love this. Prabhupada says that when Lord Chaitanya was in Benares preaching Hare Krishna, thousands of people were following. Prakasananda, a very influential learned scholar, derided Lord Chaitanya for being a sentimentalist. Sometimes philosophers criticize devotees because they think that most devotees are in the darkness of ignorance, and they're philosophically naive sentimentalists. Couldn't be further from the truth. Actually, that is not the fact. Prabhupada said, there are very, very learned scholars who have put forth the philosophy of devotion. Now listen to this. But even if a devotee does not take advantage of their literature, if he is sincere in his devotional service, he is helped personally by Krishna within his heart. I'm going to read that again. even if the devotee doesn't take advantage of their literatures. Let's say you've been a devotee for 30 years or so and you never read the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita. Sounds funny, but I know a lot of devotees who got the books sitting there. They're all dusty, never touched them. Whatever. However, even if you never read the books, if you don't take advantage of their literature, if he's sincere, Prabhupada said, I was listening last night, Prabhupada said, if you're serious and sincere, you can make progress. If he is sincere, he is helped personally by Krishna within his health, in his heart. So you do some devotional service, try to be sincere. Another nice thing here, as long as we're on quotes. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, this is from the same purport. It's a long purport in 11th canon. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has concluded, in all other dharmas, other than Bhagavat Dharma, one must consider the conditioned soul's qualification. These are the kind of things I love to read because it gives me hope. Unqualified rascals, more than unqualified, offensive, obnoxious. Bhakti Siddhanta says, in all other dharmas, the conditioned soul's qualification is considered. But a soul surrendered to Krishna is never confounded by error, even if unqualified in all other respects. Even if unqualified in all other respects. I know about this. I'm unqualified in all respects. However, his feet will never stumble and he never falls. Even though wandering in the world at whim, he always resides in an auspicious place by the influence of his unswerving service. So this is the importance of devotional service. When we met Prabhupada, we all got engaged immediately. And some devotees say, I want to chant a bunch of rounds, or I want to... Prabhupada said, work. Work now, samadhi later. And it's because... One more here. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Lord Nityananda, this is the marketplace of the holy name, Namahatta. And... Nityananda is so extraordinarily merciful. He accepts only one's faith in the holy name, and he will bestow the topmost divine bliss. Now get a load of this. When Nitai sees a tear welling in someone's eye, chanting the name of Gora, he instantly gives his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna as found in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So according to this, simply by chanting in kirtan, Prabhupada said the only safe place is kirtan ras. You get yourself absorbed in kirtan, some kind of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, some kind of hearing and chanting. Of course, he says, when he sees a tear in the eye, now I don't know about the tear in the eye, that's going to take a long time for me. However, Lord Nityananda is so kind that he will bestow upon you all divine opulences and give you genuine realization of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all you ever need. If you chant Hare Krishna sincerely, Lord Nityananda will personally give you realization of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And he says, we no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel, for the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest among men. Bhaktivinoda loudly calls out and proclaims, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there's no shelter. So Prabhupada has given this process to us. And as long as we're serious and sincere and participate, it's a good idea to participate. Sometimes people wonder, devotees come to me and they wonder why they're miserable or why they're in illusion or why they're in maya. And normally, usually it's because they're offensive and they got anartas. I mean, that's usually me. I mean, trying to work, and we're on anarta nivritti. You try to get rid of anartas. But without the hearing and chanting process, you're never going to clean yourself. So the hearing and chanting can't be stressed too much. If we hear and chant enough, then we're going to get the mercy. And without getting that mercy, it's going to be really hard to do anything. Like when I walk into that mall, I went into the Millennium Mall, which is the biggest mall. There's outdoor malls and indoor malls, but sometimes it gets so hot outside, or I get chased out by the police, so I have to go to other malls. If they would give me a book table in the Millennium Mall just once a week, hell, once a month, it's like an airport in there, except people aren't flying, they're just buying stuff. Anyway, so I go into Millennium Mall and sneak around, distribute books, and they have these two-wheel things the police ride around on. They're electric, they call them Segways, they're silent things, and they go really fast. I mean, they can go from one end of Millennia to the other in like less than 2 minutes. So I sneak around, I change my shirt, I wear a hat, I take off the hat, you know, I go out, because I have to go back out to the car to get more books and more lollipops, so I'm always going in and out, you know, and then they're looking, they're driving around looking for me and stuff, but you walk into the mall, and it is, it's weird, when you walk into the mall, there's this huge flowing, you know, cascading waterfall, and then there's bars and restaurants and stuff, but as soon as you walk into the entrance, the first thing you see is this huge pink neon Victoria's Secret store, which, and they got 15-foot pictures of the models wearing the latest underwear, right? So you can't miss that when you walk in. And just as I'm sitting there going, where the heck did they find those girls? You turn around, and coming down the hall, there's thousands of young girls pretty much dressed the way the Victoria's girls are dressed. And you're out there, and you think, yoga. I got to practice yoga here, because how am I going to walk around and talk to these people if I forget what I'm doing here? And if I haven't heard and chanted, you walk in there, and I'm here to tell you that you may be distracted. And everybody out there is distracted, except the devotee. Now, if you go in there distracted like they are, you might as well, I mean, you're just like them, you're just shopping. But I go up to them, and I weed through them, and I meet people, and a lot of people go, oh, we're shopping, leave me alone. But a lot of people stop. And when I give them books on yoga and I tell them this is about peace of mind, people really hear that. I meet a lot of the fathers there. The father will be standing there and the kids come running and he's handing them cash and cards, literally. I mean, thousands of dollars, just burning it. And I'll go up to the man after the kids and the wife run away and I go, how do you like the shopping, man? Nice, huh? And I go, is it warm enough for you today? And they're always, you know, Irish or Scottish or English or Dutch. And they're like, oh, I'm melting. And they're waiting there for their kids and their wife to spend every penny they have. So what do? I walk up to them and I ask them for money. You know, it's like, and I always say, I'm really sorry. On the back of my ID, it says Thankless Task Force. And I say, after I meet them and talk to them, you know, I go up to them and say, nice hat, nice shoes, nice whatever, and meet them. And then when I give them the book, and I tell them, this is on inner peace and peace of mind. You know about that, right? And they all, yeah, I need some peace. I need some peace of mind. And I also tell them, I hate to ask you this, but we have to ask you to give a donation. And he's like, ah, you know, they always, it's like, ah. And I tell them, and it's true, I say, even if you give me $50 today, it's the cheapest thing you're going to do while you're here. And that is a fact. Other than the tolls, that's that you can't do anything in Orlando for $50. So if somebody gives you, like yesterday I was talking to these people from South Africa, and the mother and the father, and there was three kids, the mother and father swore they didn't have any money. Yeah, they just came from South Africa, and of course they didn't bring any money. Maybe they had only cards, maybe they had traveler's checks, who knows. But the kid who was 9 years old says, because I said to the father, I said, well, you must have some rand, because rand's good. You get South African currency, it's decent. It's not like, you know, getting... It's not like getting Italian money, you know, lira is useless. But if you get your hands on, anyway, so I say, well, why don't you just give, and they don't mind giving that currency because they got American dollars and that's what they need. So the kid goes, I've got some rand. So the kid goes in the car and he comes out and he gives me 50 rand, which was a pretty good, that's like 25 bucks. I was like, wow. And the father goes, very good, son. So I said, I like to reward good behavior. So I gave the kid the book. The kid grabs the book. Oh, it's yoga. You know, they were so happy to get it. But that's what transpires in my relationships with these people. I meet them for 2 or 3 minutes, and then I go on to the next. And I'm thinking, if it wasn't for me, what would they have gotten this mall today? Because I hand them, as soon as I hand them the lollipop, they stick it in their mouth. 99% of them, boom. So they're sitting there eating prasadam. So I said, well, all right, that's a start. That's the start of your devotional service. And then if I can get them to sacrifice a little money, which seemingly is insignificant at the time. Yesterday was funny. The day, it was Saturday. I was outside again because they had thrown me out of the mall. So I was out at Walmart, and these sales reps were showing up for alcohol companies. I met four of them and sold them books. And they're wheeling up these carts like bars, you know, of the bottles. And I said, you got to be kidding me. They go, no, we're giving out samples. This is their idea. In front of Walmart were these people, and they're from all over the world. Not only that, the teenagers that live in Orlando drive like really bad. So you got all these people driving. You got the whole parking lot is filled with crazy people trying to get in there. And here's an idea. They set up a booth with loud music and free alcohol. So you got these morons walking out of the store. I'll take some vodka. And they're sitting there shooting. I'm like, oh, what are you, crazy? Is this legal? Meanwhile, if they see me giving out lollipops and books, they'll say, leave the property or we'll arrest you for trespassing. That's what the police tell me. They have this new thing in Orlando when the police catch you because they meet so many people. There's so many people down there scamming. There's people out there asking for money for millions of different reasons. So they have this little thing. The police come, they look at your ID, they NCI you, make sure you don't have any warrants, and then they print you and book you at the car. And they don't take you anywhere. They just print you and book you and say, if you ever come back to this Walmart, we're going to follow up on this booking we just did. Like, wow, that's awesome. You guys got this thing down. Booking people at the car. You know, they used to have to cuff you, take you to the station, take pictures and book you. Now they just book you right at the car. And they go, we're going to keep this for a year. If you come back here for any purpose besides shopping, you're going to jail for trespassing. Meanwhile, you can take huge million, multi-million dollar companies and set up free liquor distribution outside of Walmart. And these people are driving around with their kids in the car. I mean, this isn't a pub late at night. This is, I was there at 9:30 in the morning and the reps showed up at 10. 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, they're handing out shots. Anyway, this is just to show you the need of book distribution. Because what are these people going to do? They're going to lose their human life. And then what? I mean, where do you start? 8,400,000 different choices. And the way we've been acting? So it's our duty to go out there and save them. And I want to throw in this thing. This is really nice. I just read this out of the Bhakti Siddhanta by Baba. I recommend reading that. That is amazing. There's a lot of nectar in there. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, only by building ideal lives. And how do you build ideal lives? By following the orders of your guru. Because we can't control Kama, Krodha, Lobha. We can't control these things. Only Krishna can control these. And if we surrender to Prabhupada, then Krishna can give us a break on these things. Otherwise, we're just fighting them. So, by building ideal lives and a mansion of books, can the message of Bhagavad Bhakti remain permanently in this sphere? So I don't want anybody to forget how important the books are. And I do want to put a little blurb in here today because I'm here and people are listening. We have a book room in there and we have some books in there. Now, personally, I have a sponsor who every month sends me books. So no matter what happens to this book room, I can distribute about 700 books a month from my sponsor who is... It's just an amazing devotee who got initiated like in 69, and then he had trouble and he was out of the movement for years and years, but he called me up a couple years ago and heard I was still distributing books. So this Prabhupada disciple sends me these books every month. However, there is opportunity to distribute more books if you have more books. So I don't want anybody to get in the illusion that we have a little book room over there and we got books. Because we don't. Because guess what? I'm out there passing these books out. And if I can get near that book room, I'll empty that book room because I distribute books. That's what I do. A devotee asked me the other day, he said, gee, Div, you get sponsored books and then you go out in Sangerton and you keep all the money. And I was nonplussed at first. I'm usually not like that. I usually have a response. But at first, I was almost thoughtless. But anyway, I thought, hey, this guy hasn't done Sangerton forever. Let me explain. Let's just say somebody gives me a boatload of books, okay? Now, if they sit on that boat, they just sit there. However, if you want to go out and distribute it, well, then somebody, me, has to take those books, put them in his car, and drive all over the place to distribute them. And I just want to clue everybody in, anybody that doesn't understand this. You have to put gasoline in a car. Otherwise, it doesn't move. And I drive 1,600 miles a week to do my service. Just figure it out. I spend $1,000 a month on gas. That's if you don't have a water pump go or a thermostat go or a couple of tires go or things like this. These things... So if somebody looks at me and goes, gee, Div, you distribute books and you keep all the money. I'm like, what money? What the hell are you talking about? Have you ever begged for a living? Has anybody ever gone out and said, let me come into your mall illegally... And I'm going to walk around here and I'm going to sell you books that you don't understand and I want you to give me a lot of money for this. Now, I go out there with the idea that I'm here to give these people prasadam and books. If they can give, that's even better. But many, many, many of them don't give. And many, many, many of them will give me a dollar. I met a guy yesterday, threw in 20 pounds. That's 38 bucks. That's a nice donation, but that doesn't happen all the time. I meet people that say, will you take coins? Had a British lady yesterday. She had, I'm going to say, $3,000 in her wallet. You could just looking at the hundreds and fifties. And she put that away and said, I've got all these coppers I've been saving. So she's going to give me the pennies. So I said to her husband, I said, did I mention we're doing a charity benefit here? So the husband said, here, and gave me $20 because it was embarrassing. They spent 10 grand to come here and see the mouse, and she's going to give me a little bag of pennies? I was like, you know, you walk up to somebody and say, look, we're helping people that don't get to fly around the world and dump thousands of dollars. Would you like to help them? I mean, it seems it's comic. But the devotee has this thing. Prabhupada said, vimanyava. They never get angry. Now, I wish I had that. I pray for it, and I'm working on it. Because I'm Irish, you know, somebody, because I meet a lot of people that are, let's just say, not very nice. Sometimes they're aggressive. And sometimes you get mad, you know, but you have to remember, Trinada, peace, and each chain. I mean, you have to. You have to pray like that. And that's what I do out there. But I just wanted to clear the air on if anybody else is thinking, Divyanga's over here making money on this, because I'm here to tell you, I am not making any money on Sangirtan. But I won't give it up. I'd rather die. I've told my parents this so many times. I'd rather die. I told my mother, until they start shooting me, because I told her about the booking at the car, you know, because they're always concerned what their son does, because they know it, there's no airport anymore. When I had the airport, you know, they thought, all right, that's a spot, you know. But what are you going to do? I said, until they start shooting people down for doing it, I'm doing it. And if they shoot me, I won't be able to do it anymore. But I'm going to try. I'd like to hand somebody a book and die. That's my, that would be the way I want to go. And I know the person that got the book. Like, this lady the other day took a book, and she came back to me in her car and said, I didn't really look at this. Do you have any more of these? She was Indian descent, born here, but she said, my father's going to love this. So she bought some more books. So this is my life, my interaction with other people that I meet. I went into the health food store to get some yogurt yesterday. I was so hot after working in the sun for 4 hours. You know, your head starts throbbing, and you start to get this sun headache. I get radiation poisoning, even though I wear long white sleeves, and I wear a hat and sunscreen, the whole nine yards. It's impossible. After 3-4 hours, you're cooked. So I go and I get some yogurt, and the lady that sold me the yogurt had a set of Joppa beads around her neck. She didn't know what it was. I said, nice beads. And she said, I think they're from India. So I went out in the car and I gave her some books. I said, here's yoga. So when I gave her the book and then I went to the bathroom, I came walking back by the front of the store and she said, my friend here wants my book. So I had another one in my pocket. So I said, here's one for you. But that's just the way it is when you're out there giving out the mercy to what? To take these people that are lost. Remember, they're going up and down the universe looking for Krishna. They don't know they're looking for Krishna. They think they're looking for Victoria's Secret and free alcohol and stuff like that. But what they're really looking for is peace and happiness and fulfillment. It only comes from Krishna. And we're the only ones that got it. It's just like, I always thought this was funny, like the old story of the guitarist who goes to the crossroads. So he goes to sell his soul to the devil, right? So these guys are driving along the dirt road, and they pick him up out there. He's hitchhiking, and then the guy who's driving says, oh, I didn't see any houses out here. What are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere? And the guy, this guitarist guy, says, well, I went out and had to meet the devil last night at midnight. I sold my soul to him. And he said, well, really, what'd you get? And he said, he taught me how to play this guitar real good. And the other guy goes, man, you gave your eternal soul for that? And the guy goes, well, I wasn't using it. I just think that's exactly what we're doing. Any human who's not doing Krishna Seva, he's not using it. Nashtatma, right? No, they don't no soul. Nashtatma, nasukim, na param gatim, nothing. As soon as you put the one there with the hearing and chanting, which is very easy now, you don't even if you're illiterate and don't know how to read, you can just watch a video, YouTube it. There's so many things on, you just push a button and there's Prabhupada telling you what. So, I don't know. I take shelter of hearing and chanting so I can go out and hear and chant out there when I'm preaching, when I'm distributing. Otherwise, I don't know how I could do it. Like I said in the beginning, I don't know how anybody can do anything if they don't have something. I think that if I'm like this excursion to Europe it's going to be a real test, because there's going to be some times where it's really just us. We got to read. We got to chant. You can't just come to the kirtan and Nagaraj is leading and there's 50 devotees. You know, it makes it so easy to be here. And Roddy was taking pictures of the Lords today, so we can always look. And of course, you can go online, but I just know that when I've had a lot of different situations in my life, but for the last 16 years that I've been here, I participate in this temple, coming to the temple daily, and it's immensely helped my consciousness. So I guess if anybody has any comments or questions, I'm sure Pran has something, don't you, Pran? Tell us something. Tell us some nectar. Nothing. Well, I guess we all agree.
Thank you. Very inspiring. You've been doing a very commendable service. And I just hope that we can be able to emulate you. And all the younger devotees here can also take some time off and try to distribute a few books.
We have opportunity here. Sri Vrindavan is very, very, very amicable, and she loves book distribution. And like I said, you know, if anybody ever thinks we got books, we got that covered, you're wrong. We don't have books. I went to get books out of the book room the other day, and they're like, we need sponsors, we need sponsors. We don't have extra books. We can't, you know. And I said, I have books to distribute. I have four kinds of books or five to distribute, but I like to have 10. I like to have all the books in the car, so when I meet nice people, I can do it. So if anybody ever thinks, geez, you know, instead of paying a cable bill, maybe I'll donate $50 for Sangirtan, that's a nice idea. And I just wanted to put it out there just in case somebody thought, because for whatever reason, because they don't know. It's basically just because you don't know. If you knew me, ask my wife how much money I got. If you knew me, you'd know that my wife, who's a teacher who makes nothing, teachers, it's like volunteer work practically. She pays the rent, and she supports me in many ways. Without that, it would be even harder. My father has supported me for many, many. Oh, my cars, every car I've had in the last 25 years. My father gives me cars. My father loves me, and he has a little money. So he gives me cars, and my brother gives me clothes. Every designer shirt that I wear came from my brother. My brother's a yuppie, and he makes money, and his wife is a professional shopper. So he'll box up stuff. It costs him $35-$40 to these huge boxes he ships to me. And he goes, if you don't like them, just give them to some of the devotees. You know? And this shirt costs $90. I wouldn't buy it, you know, but my brother gives them to me. If it wasn't for my brother, I'd probably be naked. I mean, I buy my own shoes and my own underwear and socks. That's it. All the clothes I have come from my brother. Anyway, Fran, please, say something spiritual.
The purport Srila Prabhupada says, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastrikai, Lava Matva Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhikai. So in Chaitanya Chaitamita, where this sloka is from, I remember, he's translated Lava Matva means one tenth second. How do you say it? One tenth second.
11th second. That's the amount, the time of association?
That's how Prabhupada translated. I don't know where he got this from, but it's 11 seconds.
From Krishna. I'm sure he got it from Krishna.
Yeah, of course. But there's some reference of some Purana always. What is that? What is that 11-second association of a great devotee in Narad Muni or Prabhupada that it is the highest perfection a jiva can become?
Please enlighten me. See, the thing is, you can have an 11th second association and miss it, you know, and not appreciate it. But please elaborate.
In the purport, Prabhupada did say that end of the purport, that it is the love of Godhead that He's giving. So that His giving takes probably 11 seconds. That's how I'm guessing. But in the 1975, in the Veda Bay, Srila Prabhupada write, proportion to the conscious acceptance will produce the result.
Wow.
So if I want to see that what Prabhupada has come to give, or my spiritual master or Narad Muni has come to give, it is not them going to show me. It is they already gave.
Right.
But it is my proportion conscious acceptance will produce the result. So the focus is purification in my own heart and the surrender. The Prabhupada says another place, consciousness means when somebody, Prabhupada did say, he says, be conscious first, then Krishna conscious. So then he says, conscious means you know the action and the result of action. So before I do something, I'm chanting. Why I'm chanting? What is this holy name? What is the result it will produce? If I know, then I'm conscious. Not yet Krishna conscious, just the conscious.
Right.
So he did say, so he said, proportion to the conscious acceptance will produce the result.
Wow.
Because you said, you read very nicely, that it's almost same as Bhagavad Gita 10:11. Tesham evanu kampartam mahamajnana jamtama nasayama atma bhavastu genadipana bhasyata. Even if somebody don't study or read, but Krishna is very merciful, from within the heart he will illuminate with transcendental knowledge. What is literary means? Literary means that hearing, you did give, but you have to break down, because you did say, Prabhupada said, sincerity and serious. What is that?
That's
what,
the sincerity if you
what is that?
Take it.
Another place Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, he says, one who is sincere, by his association, the sincerity will come to me.
Right.
I cannot be serious and sincere by my own. So if we associate, with you, then we'll become book distributor. So like that, sincerity comes from a sincere devotee, those who are advanced, sincere, serious.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, sincere and serious. Because I was thinking, I'm serious, but the proof of sincerity is that you actually... Because Prabhupada was so angry when he gave a class in Hawaii once, and he said, they're not even civilized, they're not even gentlemen. They make promise in front of the fire, in front of the guru, in front of the deities, and they still... Because he was talking about his disciples all falling down, as we do. And but it's the attitude of the servant that gets him in. That's in the introduction there of Upadeshamrita. Prabhupada says the attitude of the servant.
So we see in these past times, all over Bhagavatam, Harishchandra, a famous story in India, every Indian knows more or less in Bengal. But the essence they don't know. Same thing with these pastimes. The 36,000 years, these two boys had to stand. Not standing as a tree. Tree is a body, but they are conscious that who they are. You know how torture it is?
Wow.
I mean, I can bet you nobody in this temple right now can enter into the mother's womb with this consciousness. I can enter there as a deep sleep, that's all right. But if I am as a Pran Govinda Das...
If you're aware, yeah.
Yeah, as a Pran Govinda, fully aware in the stomach...
Too painful.
More than few hours, I'm just screaming.
You're dead.
Get out. So similarly, these two boys were there 36,000 years, not as a tree. They are in the tree body, but as a their regretful, repenting mood. It took 36,000 years to come back to that humility. So if I surrender now, it will be easy for me, or it will take 36,000 years.
How long is it going to take me? Wow, that's scary. But there is hope. Prabhupada said there's hope because you're a human. He said it's not hopeless. He said you are human. Hey, I was listening to this yesterday on the way out in Sangertown. Prabhupada said, I want you to know that you're going to preach among cats and dogs. So you have to deal with them carefully, otherwise they may bark. And that's a fact. I was barked at a few times yesterday, but most of the people I met were so nice that they met somebody who was just... Because I smile and I'm nice, you know, and it's not... I just think if devotees participate in their service, whatever their service is, doesn't matter. If they participate, especially sincere, means right with principles in 16 rounds, then the door is wide open. Prabhupada's saying, come on in. The problem is that we're holding on to things, and it's keeping. I just know, if it wasn't for my anartas, I'd be free. I'd be happy. So that's what we work on.
Bhakti is not really following the rules, regulation. Not only following for every principle in 16 hours. Just that it pleases Prabhupada, who will make sure that I will get. That pleasing is the bhakti.
That's true. That's the higher, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want to follow him for nothing. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.